One quick thought before we enter into this very, very special night. On the night of the Seder, we focus a lot on the Arami Oved Avi, the Maise Bikuri. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Beit Amud Aleph teaches us. We start Arami Oved Avi. We start with the disgrace, and we end recounting how the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story, and it's a lot of nice drushas. But the strange thing is, wouldn't it have been a lot more simple to simply darshan the psukim from Shmotim themselves, which recount the Yitzhiyah from Mitzrayim in the Pshat? Why do we dafka do it through the Maisa Bikurim? Question number two, which Rabbi Gladstein asked in his beautiful Haggadah. Why does the Rambam say that we have a mitzvah to be elongating in the drushas? He writes in Hilchas Chametz Masa, the more drushas, the better. But why? We don't find that in general by mitzvahs, that the more drushas, the better. What is it that uniquely makes the Haggadah of the night to go extra into the drushas? So the answer is, we have a mitzvah called Lechem Oini, to eat the bread of Oini. Normally we translate it as the bread of affliction. But in fact, Shmuel explains, it's the bread of Aniya. Aniya, we would often translate as the bread of answering. But perhaps, suggests Rabbi Gladstein, Leshem Ani means the bread of thanking. Because when we say the word Vihigadati in the Maisa Bikurim, it's translated there by the Abarbanel to mean you should thank Hashem. Aniya sometimes has a meaning of thanking. In fact, that's the explanation of Unklitz for the Haggadah. The Higadati is a lashon of thanking Hashem. And this explains why we base the entire night of the Haggadah off of the Maisa Bikurim, because that is a paradigmatic example of thanking Hashem before we simply jump into our fruits, of realizing all the hard tribulations that we've been through, recognizing the story of Jewish history, and thanking Hashem. With this, we can revolutionize our understanding of the four cups of wine. Says the Vilna Gaon, the four cups are reminding us of the four stages of redemption, and with each cup, we thank Hashem in a deeper way. And this too explains why we're marbe l'saper, why we stay up all night and we darshan as much as possible. In this way, we demonstrate our hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when someone did you a huge favor, and someone saved your life, it's not good enough to simply say, thanks man, shkoyach. You need to go deeper and deeper and say, thank you so much, and the more details, the more real the gratitude that you feel. So on this special night of the Seder, go as deep as you can into the drushas as an expression of gratitude. When you're drinking those cups of wine, recognize that each cup is an expression of gratitude. And when you're eating the matzah, that too should be an expression of gratitude for being a yid, for having mitzvahs, for having a meaning in life, for having purpose in life. Ashreinu. Bezrat Hashem, everyone should be blessed with a grateful Chag Kasher V'Sameach.